Robots. Just say it. Robots. They've captured our imagination, both on the page and on the screen.
I am a robot. How can I help you?
But the only robot a lot of us have seen is a vacuum cleaner.
It will change the way you clean forever. Roomba Robotic Floor Vac.
There's still a gap between science fiction and reality when it comes to robots. But that's changing, thanks in part to research at the University of Texas at Arlington.
And this is picking up my body's motions as I'm moving and translating that to the robot moving.
Joe Sanford is a graduate student at UTA's Research Institute, or UTARI for short, in Fort Worth. He's directing a robot called Xeno using an Xbox Kinect controller. Xeno looks like a robot child, with a metal and plastic body and a cartoony childlike face. Xeno mimics Sanford's movements through the Kinect.
And what it's doing is it's translating what I'm doing with my hands.
When Sanford moves, Xeno is a mirror image.
As I move around, as I swing my torso left to right, the robot's moving left to right.
The robot was built by Hanson Robokind, a local technology company. UTARI is working with Hanson to enhance Xeno by adding skin-like sensors that will allow the robot to register touch, pressure, temperature, proximity, and other data. That means Xeno will be able to sense if someone is trying to shake its hand or touch its face. Feedback is key for this robot because UTARI believes Xeno could help diagnose autism in infants and toddlers.
We want to use it as a way to transfer social skills from the robot to the child. It turns out that they were much more attracted to the robot, listen to the instructions more closely than a human.
That's Professor Dan Popa. His team is developing sensors embedded in artificial skin that will be used in Xeno and other robots, as well as prosthetics. That research is part of a project that won nearly $1.5 million from the National Science Foundation. The goal is to develop advanced robots that will assist humans in a variety of ways, from simple tasks around the home to more advanced uses, like Xeno's. For robots to do more complex functions, they need to get better feedback and perceive the environment around them.
If the robot runs into an object or runs into a person, there's no way for the robot to know that that's bad or that it caused harm. So attaching these sensors around the robot can make it a lot more safer and more intelligent, also easier to use.
Popa says that advances in technology and economies of scale have helped bring down the cost of developing robots. Think about the technological advances that surround us, from gyro sensors in our cell phones to Wii game remotes.
We really believe this technology will make an impact in the applications of robots in everybody's lives in the future. And I really think a few years down the road, you will be going to the store, buying your favorite robot, and it'll be in part thanks to the technology we're developing today.
So we're going to have to wait a little longer for our own robotic assistant. Until then, we'll have to settle for Roomba. For KERA News, I'm David Chong.